With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Busy day for President Trump in Asia Tuesday, meeting Japan's new prime minister and speaking to American forces. Sunai Takaichi has become Japan's first female prime minister just a few days ago, says she aims to strengthen ties with President Trump. Democrats and Republicans continue to trade blame over the government shutdown. Second longest funding lapse in history, now at 27 days.
While notices of rising health insurance premiums are landing in voters' mailboxes, sending some to town halls to vent their frustration as they face losing their health care coverage due to skyrocketing premiums as subsidies expire, Republicans are doubling down on their efforts to oppose the Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know that it is subsidizing bad policy.
Democrats say that expired tax credits that kept costs lower should be extended and are refusing to reopen the government until they are. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hurricane Melissa intensifying into a Cat 5 storm as it hits Jamaica. Forecasters say unleashing catastrophic flooding, landslides, and widespread damage. Meanwhile, two strong earthquakes in the Atlantic Ocean have rattled the Eastern Caribbean, sending a lot of people scurrying for safety, and officials say it could be a deadly outcome.
A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck in open waters of the Atlantic Ocean and was felt throughout the Eastern Caribbean. The quake occurred about 100 miles east of Guadalupe at a depth of 6 miles. The earthquake felt on islands including Antigua and as far as St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Shortly afterward, a magnitude 6.0 aftershock struck in the same area. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. New Jersey is getting a late-term abortion clinic.
The plan is for the facility to open in the summer of next year, taking advantage of the state's extremely liberal abortion laws. In fact, New Jersey is one of only 9 states that place no gestational limitations on the procedure, meaning that a woman can choose to terminate her pregnancy right up to the moment of birth. Organizers say the new abortion clinic will also offer so-called, quote, gender-affirming care for people who want to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
More on Japan's new female prime minister, Sunai Takaichi. She is a conservative who lists former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher among her many role models. Takaichi is also opposed to gay marriage and against the LGBT agenda. Japan in the midst of a battle over homosexual unions. This is SRN News. Consumers are complaining about some General Motors engines. Bill Alexander has that story.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is expanding its probe into 286,000 General Motors vehicles in the United States over a possible engine failure issue. Investigators say it's an engine bearing failure in GM's L87 6.2-liter engine installed in models such as the Chevrolet Silverado 1500 and Cadillac Escalade.
Israel's foreign minister says his government will not allow Turkey's troops to take part in future international peacekeeping forces in Gaza. United States proposing creating a force to oversee the ceasefire agreement in the Israeli-Hamas war, but Israel says it staunchly opposes Turkey's participation within that force because of President Erdogan's hostility toward the Jewish state. More details at srnnews.com.